You can't just do it without people that believe in you. And for once in my life, I feel like someone has my back. And it's the King's Kitchen.
God created you for a reason. He has a specific purpose that only you can fulfill and a job that only you can accomplish. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, hear the testimony of how God is using one family to change hundreds of lives.
2 Corinthians 8, 7. Therefore, as you abound, you know what it means to abound? Leaps and bounds, abounding, growing rapidly, excelling. As you abound in every, notice the word thing there is in italics. That means it was put in there at the privilege of the translators. Well, we can take it out at our privilege. So read it with it, read it without it, and see if it changes the force of that scripture. Notice it. Therefore, as you abound in everything in faith, in utterance, therefore, as you abound in every faith, praise God, faith for every different kind of thing of faith, living by faith, as you abound in every faith, every utterance, every knowledge, and all diligence, and in your love to us or in your love for the ministry. You're bounding in all these things. My goodness. See to it that you abound in this grace. Remember, my grace is sufficient. See that you abound in this grace also. So now we can understand by that that the only reason God lets us have faith is His grace. Do we deserve to use the very faith that created the universe? Why, no. But by grace, we've got it. Amen. And all of that. See, when you were reborn in Christ Jesus, in the heart and mind of God, the moment Jesus was raised from the dead, you were free. Free from the curse, free from all sin, free from death, free from all that came because of Adam's union with Satan and his operation. Free. Free of it. But that freedom has to be accepted because He's not going to push it off on anybody. It's on you, but you, when you receive the free gift of righteousness is when you reign. Hallelujah. Now, understanding that, and follow this now very carefully. You abound in every faith, you abound in every utterance, you abound in every knowledge, you abound in all diligence, you abound in your love for the ministry. Now see to it that you abound in this grace also. So now here was a grace that obviously they didn't know anything about. These other things they were abounding in, and all those things come from the grace of God. And here is a grace they never heard of. Now go down to verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich. Now be careful with this right here, because religious correctness makes rich a dirty word. But rich is a Bible word. See, what the world calls rich has sorrow with it. We're not blessed because we're rich. We're rich because we're blessed. And Proverbs 10 says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. So now, I want you to see something right here, because I'm telling you, this, to some people, this is way out there. And this really does upset the forces of Satan, and he'll move on everybody he can to talk ugly about you, put you down, cause you to be persecuted. Because when you become to be wealthy, I'm telling you, his worst nightmare is somebody that's called of God and has money enough to carry it out. It is just unreal to him. And he's kept the church impoverished all these years to keep us impotent to carry out what God's called us to do. So now I want you to notice a comparison here. Listen to this. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich. Now think about rich on that level. Though he was rich. Was he just rich enough to make a monthly house payment? Come on. Opulence that mankind doesn't even comprehend. So far beyond our way of thinking that he is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all we ask or think. Well, he's talking about on that level, was he not? I mean, didn't I say that right there? He was rich, yet for your sake, he became poor. He became poor. He bore poverty. Poverty, part of the curse. He bore that poverty so that he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Now, don't put that on some other level. You can't do that. You're not authorized to draw that conclusion when the word is this clear, because it pointed you and me to his level of rich, and he came to our level of poverty so that we might go to his level of rich. Amen. Amen. Now that's grace. That's the way grace works. It doesn't have anything to do about what you do for a living or where you're employed. Has nothing to do about your salary. Absolutely nothing. Thank God if you got a salary. But you're not bound to that. Somebody said, oh, Brother Copeland, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm living on a fixed salary. Who fixed it? Unfix the thing. See, you ought to be living on this. You ought not be looking to a company for your living. If you're there because God put you there, then I'm telling you, you be on assignment in that company. And you do them such a fine job, they come to you and won't know how you did it. And you tell them Jesus is the one that made you so capable in this company. And you work, I'm telling you, you be the kind of person and servant that Jesus has called you to be in that place. But you don't have to live on what they pay you. You can use that for seed. That's just your seed bin. Praise God. Amen. Now see, he said you need to be abounding in this grace. In other words, you're going to have to start thinking like this. They were not abounding in that. Obviously, they didn't know anything about it. He's just now introducing it to them. Well, now that's a fabulous Bit of information, right? That God has included that in His grace. Let me ask you something. Does God need you sick? No, He don't need you sick. Does He need you weak and broken down? No, He needs you strong and lifted up. He needs you well. Amen. He needs you to be able to go do what He has called you before the foundation of the world. Every member in the body of Christ, the Word said, has a place. God has a plan for every person, every member. God has a plan. And it is not a plan for bad. It is a plan for good. Amen.
I felt like they were waiting on me. I felt like God knew I was coming and He directed me here.
I went from feeling bad about everything to feeling good about everything, like literally in the course of about a week and a half. So, I mean, if you can name an aspect of life, it's changed positively since I've been here.
You can't just do it without people that believe in you. And for once in my life, I feel like someone has my back, and it's the King's Kitchen.
King's Kitchen is here in the heart of Charlotte. We see people come through here every day that need a second chance. They get dropped off down there at the bus station. Some of them just out of prison, some of them just out of the military, and they are looking for a second chance.
The things we've learned about the Word of God from Kenneth Heaven Ministries is what we spit out here. We just teach the Word and try to encourage people to be the people God's called them to be. I think on the broadcast one time somebody said, if you can change the way a man sees himself, you can change his life. Well, that just resonated with what we do. And we know that the Word of God is true. If it works for me or works for you, it'll work for anybody. And if it doesn't work for anybody, there must be something wrong with it. But it does work for everybody.
Jim and Karen Noble have been partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministries for over 15 years. They own and operate King's Kitchen, a nonprofit restaurant focused on reaching out to the community with the love of God and offering a new beginning for their employees.
And I think a lot of people gravitate towards the restaurant business because they do need a family. And what a perfect way to incorporate ministry and business. You know, they're looking for a mama and a daddy, and I think that's the role that Jimmy and I both play to them, and we do it gladly.
If you ever wanted to know how to do a job the right way, and not just work, but living, if you want to know how to do it right, you need to understand how to be a good leader. Even if you lead nobody but yourself to success, you need to understand how to lead.
The program's like a four-part program. We do weekly Bible studies with them. We're doing a leadership class. We teach them and train them how to go through leader, how to be a leader and develop themselves as leaders and be the leaders God called them to be. And then we also do we're going to do a financial management training course for them. So we're going to help them on the job. And once they go through the training, they'll be learning how to work in the restaurant business, either front of the house or back of the house. And then after the 40 or 50 week program, they'll be free to go get a job with a stamp of approval from King's Kitchen. These people are good to hire.
The Lord dropped this vision in Jim and Karen's hearts 13 years ago. King's Kitchen and Restoring Place Church has been a pleasant though uncommon combination of business and ministry.
We now know that our restaurants were our vehicle for ministry, and we had to just walk out the impossibility of it by being rooted and grounded in the Word and partnering with KCM and other ministries who also believe for the impossible.
It's just been a learning experience and a great thing in our life. We could not have done it without the help of teachers that take you to the Word of God, to see transformation in people's lives going through the program, or just being here and just watching what's happening. It is touching people's lives.
It's the Word of God working in them. And we wouldn't have known how that worked if we hadn't partnered and put ourselves under a ministry like Kenneth Copeland Ministries that takes the Word of God and uses it.
Thank you, Kenneth and Gloria. You're a blessing to us. You have seeds planted in Charlotte, North Carolina you don't even know about. And these guys that are going to come out of here preaching the gospel out of our church are part of your harvest as well. So God bless you. Thank you very much.
Make a difference in your world through partnership.
So then, faith, or you could say believing. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So then, believing comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How do you get faith to be healed? You hear the Word of God concerning God's will for you to be healed. You receive it. If you want to get healed, you take it. You say, that's mine, I have it. Or if you want to stay in unbelief, you say, I don't believe that. And you stay sick. If you take it, you get healed. To me, it's a no-brainer, but you know, you make your own decision. So, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we know that if we want faith, and this is true of keeping your faith strong after you become a believer, you have to spend time in the Word. I spend time in the Word every day, and I have for many, many years. I spend time in prayer every day, and I have for many, many years. Why? Because I want to be victorious. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. To have faith, I have to stay in the Word of God. I have to keep my words right. If you want to know where you are in your spiritual life, just listen to your words. If you're always complaining, talking about being broke, being sick, can't pay your bills, you're not in faith. But then on the other hand, if you're saying my needs are met according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus, I believe every bill is paid, I stand on the Word of God, I rebuke debt. Why be in debt when you don't have to be? And you don't have to be if you're a believer. Glory to God. You can get those bills paid. Yeah, but you don't know how much I owe. I know how much we owed. And it worked. Faith worked. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'll tell you the truth. Ken and I have suffered no lack for all these years of any good thing because we could not believe for the manifestation of faith. God's no respecter of persons. He will help you. If you'll open the door to faith. But you know, it's kind of, you put yourself in a position to say, like we did back there when we were just learning how to get out of debt, we're not ever going to borrow money again. That was what the Lord told us to do. I don't know, you know, that's what He told us to do. Well, we didn't know how to pay our, we could hardly pay our bills. We didn't always pay our bills on time. And yet we saw in the Scripture, to owe no man anything. I'm just giving you some examples. To owe no man anything but to love him.
I've come with my sisters, and there's so many other people from our church and back in the UK that we've connected together as a result of the general point, which is Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We all found that individually that we were interested in the word they preach. We started, and then we found that we actually all are connected by that, and it just made things a lot easier. In 2004, there was something about putting the solitary into families, and that's when it started coming together for me. I live in the UK without most of my family members, but I found a whole new family altogether by just being connected to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and that is a real blessing to me.
Through the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, Kenneth Copeland Ministries continues to preach the uncompromised Word of God from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. Starting as a four-page newsletter in 1973, the BVOV magazine has grown into a full-color magazine that is sent to over 570,000 subscribers worldwide in 135 countries on 5 continents. This free monthly publication is filled with timely, relevant, word-based teaching to help you live successfully in today's world. Articles written by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest ministers and teachers fill each month's issue on subjects such as faith, healing, family, prayer, prosperity, and protection. The BVOV magazine helps equip you to overcome whatever challenge you face with the Word of God. The Good News Gazette is one of the highlights of the magazine. It's about real people with real needs sharing real victories in Christ. Each month, testimonies and praise reports from partners around the world share of God's love and faithfulness to deliver and protect, to heal and renew, to strengthen and restore. Look for QR, quick response codes, throughout the magazine. Use your smartphone to access special offers and additional free content. The BVOV magazine is also available in Spanish, Russian, and German. You can read the BVOV magazine online at kcm.org and share articles with your family and friends. You'll never have to be concerned about finding prior issues. They're available at the click of a button. Find out who's on the BVOV TV broadcast this month by checking the broadcast schedule on the back cover of the magazine. You can also access the events calendar and stay updated on the meetings the Copelands are having in your area. Thank you, partners, for making the BVOV magazine possible. There are many types of partners. It takes two to tango. A partner helps you pull off the impossible. Partners for Life can change the world. Partnering with Kenneth Copeland Ministries connects you to resources that equip you for any of life's demands. The heartbeat of Kenneth Copeland Ministries is to provide believers with the tools to overcome any challenge they face and reach their full potential. When a believer seeks God through prayer and word study and then acts on their beliefs, God's unlimited power is released, transforming their situation. Partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries connects you to over 40 years of experience and revelation in God's Word. Through partnership, our anointings combine and bring the message of faith to your family, your community, and the world. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Request your free new partner package online at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-600-7395. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help equip, encourage, and empower you to succeed in the things God has called you to do. Request your free new partner package today and begin utilizing the resources and connections made available to you through Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Through partnership in God, together, we can make a difference in this world.
Now, there's something here, Gloria, that also we got just big-eyed over, and I still am. This whole partnership thing became the platform of this ministry for anointings. And the fact that God set in motion a divine ordinance. This was His will all the time anyway, but it came about in David's life and ministry when he said that, let me give you the concept of it and then we'll read it from the Word. Every person that's healed, every person that's born again, every person that their marriage is saved, wherever we're preaching the Word under the anointing of Jesus. Now, we go to places all over the world, and we go to places all over the United States, South America and Canada and all over the place. Well, there are certain rewards that come, heavenly rewards and earthly blessings that come from being obedient to God, just being obedient to Him and going. When He says, go, go. Well, you can't go. But you can send us. And when I heard my spiritual father say that, and I thought, dear Lord, look at that. I get the same rewards. God's no respecter of persons. Who's the most important, the one that preached the message or the one that bought his clothes or the one that paid for the fuel or the one that, or the one that bought the equipment? I mean, there's no difference. It's all part of the going. Now, listen, here it is in the Word. David had been attacked, and I mean they stole all his family. They stole everything they had while he and his men were gone out of camp. They came back and found that, and God told them to go get them. So they found them, and after a long forced march, they came up to this river. There were 200 men that, in David's opinion, they were too weak to cross that river. The river might have gotten them, and at the same time, by the time they got across that river, So he said, you just stay behind. You watch after the quartermaster. You keep all of our goods here and you stand guard over it. So they went across the river. They attacked and God gave them victory. And now this is after the thing is over with and they're dividing up the spoil okay? The wicked men. Now, notice who said this? Wicked men.
What verse is that?
22. This is in 1 Samuel 30, 22. The wicked men, men of Belial. These are people that don't even know God, that had joined up with David. They said to those that went with David and said, because those 200 went not with us, we'll not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered. They don't get anything. Well, the whole world thinks like that. Now, here's what David said. You shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord has given us, who hath preserved us and delivered the company that came against us unto our hand. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as is his part that goes down to battle, so shall his part be that stayed back by the stuff, they shall part alike. And that's right. It was so from that day forward, it was made a statute and an ordinance for Israel until this day. My.
Praise
it
God.
Is that way now. They that go preach and they that work behind the scenes and they that invest as partners in the message, they share alike in
praise
the anointings,
God.
In the heavenly blessings, the earthly blessings, in all of the ways of that ministry and calling, for we are all together in the kingdom of God.
Praise God.
Amen. That's what partnership is.
Amen.
That's good, isn't
it? It is good.
Father, we pray
thank
for
you,
all
Lord.
Those that
yes.
you're calling to join with us and become
thank
partners
you,
in this
prosperity.
Ministry. Reveal
Jesus
to them,
name.
Father, what they should do. And we pray for them, for their increase in their partnership. We pray for our longtime partners for their increase.
Yes,
praise
amen.
God. We thank you for every
thank
one
you.
Of them, Jesus. Oh, it's such a blessing.
Hallelujah.
We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God loves you and we love you. We'll see you tomorrow. And Jesus is
Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries reached more than 1.3 billion people in 2010 through mail, web, and television broadcast correspondence. Over 13 million partner service transactions, over 462 million internet hits, over 890 million potential BVOV viewers. That's enough people stacked on top of one another to reach beyond the moon. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Brother Copeland first came to Fort Drum, New York, and I said to myself, there's a man after God's own heart and a preacher of the gospel, and we've just been partners with him ever since.